selflessness and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about several very important things. So without further ado, Deborah, you pick up the story this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for having me on. I quickly wanted to alert everybody to the realities here that are occurring in California about the smart grid. First, I want to let everyone know, as we have articulated on many previous shows in the past, what is happening. And if you go to smartgrid.gov, that is the government's website, you will read this. Quote, there are concerns about smart meters, including unresolved data privacy and data security issues. In addition, the net benefits of this technology to consumers remain unproven. I also want to point out that in the past we've discussed the economic life of the grid and of the new equipment, and they say in their documents that this will last no longer than 40 years, and some documents state the date as 2030. In other words, the economic viability of the equipment of the grid, which is costing us millions upon billions more than was ever told any of the utility companies or any of the ratepayers, is going to be obsolete in a shorter period of time than our original grid that has lasted about 100 years. But I want to tell you that most recently the California Public Utility Commission was chastised by a rare move out of Sacramento. The legislators moved to rein in the Public Utility Commission in California, taking a highly unusual step of wiping out the CPUC's $1.4 billion budget to force the regulatory agency to justify how it spends its money. And this was based upon a report that had this quote in it, which is stunning. Quote, for the past 10 years, the CPUC has been mostly focused on climate change policies. Everything else takes a back seat. We have not been focused on creating the safest infrastructure. Now, we know that the utility companies across the nation have partnered with the United States in strict violation of once was a constitution. And they have been promoting green technologies based on the need to reduce CO2, which we need for life. Our plants need CO2. And they say that we must reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is the very foundation of the deployment of the smart grid. And it is false science, as everyone knows, of global warming.
Let me just intervene for a moment and mention the safety of smart meters and other vehicles get put out electronic signals. And basically, most people have cell phones today. Most men carry them in their pocket, or women carry them certainly around their waist. As far as men, there have been extensive studies that have been done that show that the radiation from a cell phone decreases the sperm count 50%. And of the sperm that survive, why many of them have alterations in them which will result in defective children. And people say, that couldn't be true. I mean, after all, if that was true, why? They wouldn't allow that, and I would like to suggest they would, because the policies certainly get into what Deborah is talking about, this whole idea of environment and Agenda 21 and how we have to control the environment is all about population control. They believe there are too many people in the world, and they're doing everything they can to poison us, and whether it's through the water or the food or the air, or through cell phones, to decrease the population. Why do
That's you think exactly the right, Dr.
fertility rates are falling so dramatically in America? Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I wanted to just touch upon a few additional things, and I then wanted to get into a very, very important document. But I wanted to say recently, and this went under the wire, people did not read this or hear much about it. The utilities did a study, and they said that solar panels could destroy U.S. utilities, according to U.S. utilities. They said that the solar power and other distributed renewable energy technologies could lay waste to U.S. power utilities and burn the utility business model, which has remained virtually unchanged for a century, to the ground. Back in January of 2013, the Edison Electric Institute said that as far as they can tell, this will completely change the existence of utilities. And this study and report went virtually almost unnoticed in the press. And they say that it is a rare thing to hear a utility industry tell the tale of its own obsolescence. So this is important to understand. America is being gutted on every single level, and the taking of our resources and energies are part of it, of course. I want to alert you to an insider revelation we were told about the fact that up here in Northern California, as we could suspect in other utility areas as well, we were informed that the utilities are creating enhancements that are being made to all of the transmission systems, that's the power lines, to be able to accept increased power that they were told would be delivered to the system from renewables such as wind, solar, and hydro. And the utilities are doing this because in the state of California, they ordered the utilities to generate 33% of energy from renewables by 2020. Now, what we know is that this is going to cause massive increases in dirty electricity, which is transient electricity, which is as deadly to humans and animals and all living things as the smart grid itself. It is a rival. They are both as deadly with the frequencies and the attack upon our biological systems. So I can say to you that this is another way in which they're beefing up the frequency load in the environment under the false guise of increasing the system by renewables.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment for that. The American Student Network.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Deborah Tavares. Deborah, go right ahead.
Thank you. We are also told by a utility insider that the system is being spiked, and I'll explain what that means. But as a result of the pulsed frequency, we're told that light bulbs, which are the toxic mercury CFL light bulbs, are popping at record rates, sometimes within a week of change out. They're also telling us, as a result of spiking the system, that many people's appliances are failing, and of course that is also causing house fires. We know of one claim that was paid outside of court by PG&E as a result of someone that was killed in their home because their appliance caught fire. I want to say that the pulsed power generation will cause appliances to fail, and replacement of all appliances will have RFID chips or sensors. The utilities will make a ton of money, and they will monitor your usage. And we know that GE will increase profits, and they recently moved to China to set up the fabrication of global appliances with slave labor. We also know that Big Pharma will rake in millions from mercury poisoning and all of the poisonings from these light bulbs that pop as more and more people become sick. So this is an alert. Watch out. Continue to buy your safer incandescent light bulbs. Do not use those mercury-laced CFL light bulbs because this is an intentional destruction of the interior of our homes, and they know exactly what they're doing. Now, this leads me in to the IEEE documents that based the global smart grid thought leaders, and it's important to understand who sponsored these original IEEE, which is Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, that helped develop the entire rollout of this grid. The sponsors are the U.S. Department of Energy, the World Bank, Yahoo, IBM, Gothenburg and Company, and NASA. There are many other arms of this octopus with the global infrastructure involved in this. This is for full and total energy dominance and depopulation, incarceration, and enslavement in our homes with frequencies that they know will harm and kill us and make us very sick in the process. I want to say, too, that everyone knows that the United States has been seized by the globalists. They are posing as a legitimate government through corporations and banks, and they are not. We were seized back in October, actually, 21st of 1945, when the U.S. became a charter member of the U.N. And we have to realize that in order to become a charter member, we gave up our sovereignty, or I should say they signed us on to a membership that required that the United States give up her sovereignty. And so this is extremely important to understand. We no longer are under law. We do not have a legal system. It has been set up fraudulently by the global elites. This leads me into the importance of this document that everybody should download while it is still available. It is only 41 pages. And I can tell you that there is nothing more critical in 41 pages than this document, because it will explain exactly what is happening. This document is on our website, which is Stop thecrime.net, and it is under the source documents, and this is called Silent Weapons for a Quiet War. It is a programming manual for global human slavery and extermination. It is important to understand how this document began. It hatched in the beginning of the Cold War. It was called for control of the masses through manipulation of industry, people's pastimes, education, and political leanings.
Deborah, put out again your website twice so people will know how they can get this document.
Yes. Go to stopthecrime.net and go to the source documents, and you will find a list of source documents. All of them are equally critical, but the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document is only 41 pages, and it is the programming document. Again, it is on stopthecrime.net. I urge everybody to download this document.
Okay, now before we go on, people should know where this document came from.
Yes.
And it was found, this story is, it was found in a computer, in the hard drive of a computer, and that was pulled down, and a man named William Cooper, he was a talk show host who I knew and interviewed on a number of occasions many years ago, put this out. And it if you read it through, it sounds very, very accurate. I really worried for some years on the accuracy of this group until they sent a SWAT team out and killed William Cooper. Let me repeat that. He was a talk show host like I am. You can look it up on the Internet. They sent a SWAT team out, and they killed William Cooper. Well, they said they had to kill him because he killed a police officer like Lee Harvey Oswald killed a police officer, like the Tavares brothers in the Boston Marathon. They killed a police officer. So William Cooper killed a police officer, so they just had to send a SWAT team out and kill him. And if you believe that, you believe anything. That gave a great deal more credence to this document. But certainly William Cooper had written a book called Ride a Pale Horse. Ride a Pale Horse. We included this document, and they sent a SWAT team out, and they killed him. Go ahead.
Yes, we actually have the information on William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, on our website. It is listed down under source documents, way under that, so you can actually take a look at that. But I want to say that he did use this document in the beginning of his book, and this document surfaced decades prior. It just has met with little acknowledgement because, of course, the reason why is that this is a declaration of domestic warfare upon the United States. I will tell you that the manual itself is a declaration of warfare within the continental United States and the world. They say that the writing needed to be secured from public scrutiny. Otherwise, people would recognize it as a technically formal declaration of domestic war. They said that whenever any person or group of persons in a position of great power and without full knowledge and consent of the public uses such knowledge of economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic war exists between the said person or group of persons and the public. They say in this document that the silent weapon technology was evolved from an operations research and that it was a tactical development document under the military management of England during World War II. They say that it was soon recognized by those in position of power that the same methods might be useful for totally controlling a society. But they said back in the time that this was hatched, in the 40s, better tools were necessary. They say that social engineering requires the correlation of great amounts of constantly changing economic information or data. So they said a high-speed computerized data processing system was necessary, which could race ahead of society and predict when society would arrive for capitalization. And I can say that relay computers were slow at that time, but the electronic computer that was invented in 1946 by Jay Eckert filled the bill. They go on to talk about how these inventions, under direction, put the powerful people in position to run the world, control the world with a push of a button. And this is where we are now. And again, we are not under a constitution. We are being completely taken from within. And I wanted to say also at this time, for those of you who questioned the Oklahoma tornadoes that devastated that city, you can go to the website toxicsky.org. That is toxicsky.org. You will see a posting about Scott Stevens, who is a meteorologist and a former weatherman, exposed the geoengineering of the Oklahoma City twisters. The storm was engineered, and he said there is no such thing as natural weather anymore, that it has been gone for 30 years. This is all part of the takedown, the weaponization of the weather. So go to toxicsky.org, and you will see his expert analysis as to the Oklahoma City, the tornado that recently caused so much death and destruction. It was artificially engineered. So I urge everyone, go to toxicsky.org. Also, we have a new posting on stopthecrime.net. It is an EU panel about human robotization, nano implant technologies, mind control slavery, and neurological weapons and torture. This is the transhumanistic agenda. And this is where we have spoken many times on previous radio shows, Dr. Stan, about the NASA war document. And it is exceedingly important to build into the NASA war document with the silent weapons, quiet wars intention. Because the NASA war document that you can also find on stopthecrime.net with the affiliated agencies along with NASA, which includes the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, all of the corporate agencies under the direction of the global mafia banks and corporations have hatched and told us their war plans. They tell us, and the problem is that people simply don't believe or don't want to believe what they're told. Well, we need to believe these things because we are at war and they are taking us down. And I can say that on page 93 of the NASA war document, they say, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. They say terror attacks within the continental United States, the use of binary biologicals, they will take down critical infrastructure, they will use an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, and radiation frequencies against our brains, along with serious psy war and media exploitation of psychological damage. They talk about why they are going to create genetic engineering before birth. They also talk about humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution, and they plan to direct evolution. They believe that they can live forever, and this is why we have an explosion of predictive programming through the movies with all the robots that they are showing us in the media. This document was presented by Dennis Bushnell, the chief NASA scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center in July of 2001, just a few months prior to 9/11. And they do say in this document that they will take down critical infrastructure. This is bringing in a new world order through chaos. We are told in all the documents.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares. But go to our website, read the document. Go to our website and read the document. Pull them down, report them. We'll be back home here at American Freedom.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares. And the question is, would my enemy write a treatise on exactly what they were going to do? And it's not the answer to that is yes, and there are a number of them, basically. I mean, you can go to the Project for the New American Century website, pull down their Reading America, Rebuilding America's Defenses. Now, who is this group? Why, it's people like Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the people who ran the Bush administration. And you read their treatise, they'll tell you that we're going to be able to build, create wonderful new diseases that will target racial groups. And you go through this, I don't know, it's about 90 pages, and I think and you can get summaries that will tell you the pages to go to. They tell you all sorts of things about how they're going to control the minds and reality of the American people. And, of course, they're the people who are behind all the wars that are going on. It's our organization, Project for a New American Century. And then Deborah has several very important other documents on her website. And, Deborah, I want you to tell people about your website, how they can get there and get these documents that you're offering.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. I recommend everyone immediately go to stopthecrime.net and print off under the source document tab, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I would also download the NWO plans exposed by an insider, 1969, and also download the NASA war plans. Those documents thread and connect the dots, and you will understand how the NASA war document came to be, announced by NASA and all of our armed agencies under the corporation of the global elite's banking cartel. It is absolutely essential that everybody understand that the Quiet Weapons was intended as a slow, unnoticed biological attack upon us with our politics on every single level so that we would never notice. And I can tell you that most people don't notice the chemtrailing of the toxic geoengineering program that has multiple layers, not only the weather control and the reduction of growth in our food supply, and the fact that they're saying to some of the legislators that the reason they must continue this secret program is because it is reducing global warming by deflecting the sun's rays. Well, global warming is a catch-all con to all of our legislators who do not represent us. We are a nation that has been taken over, and the legislators stay there as talking point bullies to represent what we don't have. We don't have it. And I can say to you that global awareness is fast revealing the facts that we are all under grave daily threat of chemical and biological poisoning. And this is all involved with transhumanism and depopulating the globe.
Let me just interrupt for a moment. When we talk about contrails, condensation trails behind airplanes, you know, certainly they used to be, you'd see them transiently, they disappear. Now you see them, and they seem to hang on forever. Now, why is that? Well, because they've changed the content of the jet fuel. What have they done? They've added aluminum to it. You say, I don't believe that. Aluminum is a poison. They wouldn't be putting poison into our environment, would they? Well, I challenge you to go up on Google and type in jet fuel aluminum. Jet fuel aluminum. Please do it. Find out, and you'll find out that they've added aluminum, particulate matter, to our jet fuel so it will burn more efficiently. And that aluminum now is out there. And, of course, they also have other spraying programs. But certainly those are the chemtrails, but the contrails have aluminum in them. Chemtrails have aluminum in them. They know exactly what they're doing. They just believe it's so absurd the American people would never believe. But look at the sky. Look at the sky. And then go to your Google and type in jet fuel aluminum. Go right ahead.
Yes, I want to get back to a discussion about the quiet weapon document, which was quietly declared by the international elite at a meeting held in 1954. And they said that although the silent weapon system was nearly exposed 13 years later, the evolution of the new weapon system has never suffered any major setbacks because we have not read it. So I can tell you that in 54, it was well recognized by those in position of authority that it was only a matter of time. They said only a few decades before the public would be able to grasp and upset the cradle of power. And they said for the very elements of the new silent weapon technology, that it was as accessible to the public for a utopia as it was for the elite having a utopia. They said that the issue and primary concern of the elite's dominance revolved around the subject of energy sciences. So what is the global smart grid, the smart meters? It's full spectrum energy dominance by the elite. We're watching this being deployed upon each and every single one of our houses as one layer of the energy dominance to control all of our electricity, gas, and water, and ultimately tied to our access to food. They say energy was recognized back then as a key to all activity on Earth. A natural science is the study of sources and control of natural energy and social science. They said that both are bookkeeping systems, mathematics. They said, therefore, mathematics was the primary energy science, and the bookkeeper can be king if the public can be kept ignorant of the mythology of bookkeeping. They also say in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that all science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is control. Beyond this remains only one issue: who will be the beneficiary? They told us back in 1954 and even earlier that this was an issue for the elite, which represented a primary concern. They also said that there were so-called moral issues were raised in view of the law of natural selection. It was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. This is what we are told in many documents. We have value. We are not beasts of burdens and useless feeders and jellyfish. We need to read their documents to understand their plans so that we can get out of the false matrix that we are all still living in. If you are signing petitions thinking that your local legislators will affect any change, that will not happen. Each city is being taken over by the United Nations through transit.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and Deborah is certainly a very articulate spokesman for trying to educate people what's really going on. People find it difficult to believe that they are listening to all of our telephone calls and recording them. They are. In fact, they were doing it long before the phony September 11th attack there in Washington, D.C., and if you don't believe it was phony, just go up on the Internet and watch Building 7 come down. Type in YouTube, Building 7. Watch it come down a half a dozen times. See how the center of the roof caves in first, and then the base of the building dissolves. That's a controlled demolition. And, of course, they use that. They had to have that episode and kill almost 3,000 Americans. Why? So they could justify the Patriot Act and evermore monitoring of the American people in the name of protecting us from those wicked terrorists who killed all those Americans on that day. Well, that day, it wasn't the terrorists that killed them. It was a controlled demolition. Six of the terrorists are alive and well, living over in the Middle East. They had no idea the attack was coming. The government insisted we had no idea the attack was coming. But the day afterwards, we had the pictures and life history of every one of those 19 hijackers. Of course, six of them are still living, even though they died that day. How could that be? You're not supposed to ask questions, ladies and gentlemen. You accept what you're told, and you are being monitored. Look up Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. And you'll find, of course, it takes long antedates of this, the phony September 11th attack. Well, Deborah is simply saying we are, our local communities are being taken over by the United Nations, and that's true. It all has to do with Agenda 21, which is a subversive globalist plan by which, of course, we are centralizing power over our local communities under the control of the United Nations. Deborah, pick up the story.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. In fact, recently, maybe 6 or so months ago, the Agenda 21 plan under the UN was renamed Future Earth because the term Agenda 21 was catching such a negative understanding nationwide that they needed to create another name to throw us all off track. And I can tell you, as we discussed about the World Trade Center, you need to understand, again, in that NASA document on StopTheCrime.net on page 93, it told us that there would be terror attacks within the continental United States, that they would take down critical infrastructure. Now, keep in mind, this was a PowerPoint presentation in July of 2001. But I want to move on to the Quiet Weapons document because it is absolutely so revealing in a condensed format of only 41 pages. And again, that is on StopTheCrime.net, source document tab. I would download this immediately and share this with all of your friends as soon as possible. They talk about in the Silent Weapons document that they needed to create a world order with peace and tranquility. It was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the American public with the ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy wealth of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few. They said that in order to implement this objective, it was necessary to create, secure, and apply new weapons, which, as it has turned out, were a class of weapons so subtle and sophisticated, their principle of operation, the public appearance, would not even see these weapons. They were called silent weapons. And they said that in order to achieve total predictability of the economy, the low-class elements of society, that's all of us, must be brought under total control. We must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke, a long-term social duties at a very early age before they have an opportunity to question the priority and the property of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower class family unit must be broken apart by a process of decreasing and increasing preoccupation of parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the orphaned children. They also talk about the quality of education given to the lower class must be the poorest of sort, so that the ignorance and isolating the inferior class from the superior class is completely defined, so that we will never be able to unravel this mathematical computer data program of domination, energy domination, global domination by the elite. We see that now through Common Core Curriculum, an internationally based program that is going to be required in all schools globally. This is the dumbing down of specifically math and science.
And let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, we've always had the algebra taught, you know, certainly in the lower grades. They're moving it to the upper grades so that if you get through algebra and certainly geometry and trigonometry, you won't even get calculus. There won't be any time in high school. Basically, they are intentionally dumbing down our children. They're teaching them not how to read. They're teaching them how not to read. And they've gotten away from phonics and into this other more advanced form of reading and words. And it's all aimed at dumbing down our children. Public education is a means of public control. They know what they're doing. And now with the Common Core curriculum, every child will have a computer. The teacher won't be there to teach. They will be there simply to maintain order in the room as the children, our minds are conditioned by the computer from a federally controlled educational program. And the exposure of radiation from that computer will have a profound effect on their brains, on their minds, on the development of their thought process. They are intentionally harming our children. You're dealing with organized evil. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan, and you will find this in the Silent Weapons document.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you here, later this week on our evening program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, Deborah covered a great deal of material this morning. Sounds incredible. How could these things be true? Let me suggest you get my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, and get the syllabus that goes with that, because it actually contains the material that comes from the Project for the New American Century website. That's, of course, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Wolfowitz, and the elite, Gary Bauer, certainly William Bennett, all the people who could lead the conservative Catholics and the conservative Protestants, and but they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. However, they did write a document, Rebuilding America's Defenses. We include that in our syllabus, along with other things you need to have to understand what's really going on. Agenda 21, the covert plan, and the syllabus that goes with that, well, it's a good place to start in understanding. These people are involved in genocide throughout the world, ladies and gentlemen. There are treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. You get them in Mexico, but you will not get them in the United States. Basically, they are fomenting cancer. Why is the incidence of cancer going up? And why is it that the effectiveness of cancer treatment for hard tumors hasn't improved in 50 years, and people are still dying of cancer of the breast and cancer of the pancreas and cancer of the liver? Because the effective treatments are being suppressed in America. And that's why you need to understand what's going on. And then they're poisoning our water with fluoride. Fluoride increases the incidence of cancer. And they're poisoning our food with aspartame, with genetically modified foods, and with the chemicals they're putting into our foods, really prepared foods. They know exactly what they're doing, but you're never going to hear anybody talk about the fact that aspartame, which is in 5,000 food products, produces cancer anymore. They're going to tell you that fluoride produces cancer, and they're poisoning the air with aluminum, and they're spraying aluminum not only within the contrails but within the chemtrails, and aluminum increases cancer because they all decrease fertility. They know exactly what they're doing. Why do you think the fertility rates are dropping so dramatically in America and throughout the world, and in several countries in Europe? It takes 2.1 children to reproduce population. Why they have 1.2 children per family in Japan and in Russia and in Italy and certainly in France. These things are not happening by accident. We're dealing with organized evil. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You need to read my population control agenda. It's a little out of date. I wrote it 10 years or so or more ago, but it's the best thing available. Get it on the Internet, population control agenda. Population control agenda, or you can get it at my website, radioliberty.com. Or if you buy anything from us, just ask for a free copy of the population control agenda and read it and weep. It's all carefully and well documented. There's a program to kill off most of the people in the world. And you say, who in their right mind would want to do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. This is a spiritual battle. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get my talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan, the syllabus. My book, entitled Brotherhood of Darkness, I number 1-800-544-8. Then please take a revival and power from. We don't have a revival. So until tomorrow at the same time, it is a little bit.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 4.